Chapter 10. Ashta Command Communique. The Ashta Command is present overhead everywhere upon the planet. There are thousands and thousands of ships in our many fleets that make up the Ashta Command. We are the Aetherians, and ours is the authority that controls the entire space program for the planet. We have stated that mankind is responsible to himself to search out his weaknesses and to call upon the higher ones for strength to change for the better. Man is master of his fate and captain of his soul. He is accountable for all the great releases of light that have been given to the planet century after century and civilization after civilization. We have endured the ridicule and the foolishness of your media with long suffering and patience. We have endured while our representatives and those whom we have contacted have been swayed from their convictions by the eloquence of your federal officials. There have been times when we have been amazed that this could take place, but this is the way of your planet. In the coming decades, there will be signs in the heavens that your glib-talking officials will be unable to deny. For an awakening has come at last to the population of the planet, and an awareness of the purpose of help of a high order coming to mankind, ever closer and closer, every day that passes. We of the Ashta Command would speak to your world leaders and the spokesmen of your great assemblies, and challenge them to trust our words and believe in our presence, and begin to accept the help which we bring to your world. The worldwide problems that beset your United Nations on every hand can be solved in the unity and cooperation of your people with your friends and brothers from other worlds. This ostrich-like position that has prevailed in the last 2 decades can no longer stand the test of events that are about to come to pass. Once again, we extend the hand of friendship and an offering to share our intelligence and research, our assistance in all of the programs that are underway for the benefit of humanity. We only ask that you lay down your arms, that you lay aside your plans for nuclear destruction, that you cease to pervert the great discoveries of energies, and that you start to convert them for the benefit of all humanity. The Ashta Command calls upon the military men of this planet to meet together in one place at one time and forge an agreement for worldwide peace. That is not false words upon paper, but is the depth of feeling within the heart of every military statesman. Because of your indifference and your ridicule to channel our words and our directives through the men and women of the land in an official capacity, our approach in an official way of many years ago was spurned by your global authorities. Once again, for a brief period, we extend to your president, the House of Representatives, the men of your Senate, and all of your national leaders, our hand of friendship and cooperation. In the name of the salvation of the one Ifa of humanity, we ask that you would receive our words and welcome us to speak in your assemblies. We have those who can walk among you and never be noticed for all their similarity to your own appearance. They can suddenly appear behind your rostrum and speak to the members of your Congress. We would prefer to be invited to do this. If we are not invited to do this, we may have to arrange our own opportunity to speak to these gentlemen. For there is too much at stake on a planetary basis as well as interplanetary reactions to stand by without an effort to probe the motivations behind the present world disorder. We send this message as an advancing envoy and ask the world leaders and the governments of all the world to make a place for our spokesmen upon your agendas. If the space is made, the spokesman will appear. This message is sent to planet Earth by members of the Ashta Command. Peace on Earth. Goodwill toward men.